natural every day. You go natural, I know so. You go natural, you move on every time. You go natural.
Standing in this noisy cityscape, I guess I can introduce the next track, which is also by Brian, but in a slightly different context.
No.
No.
Poets don't own words.
Poets don't own
poets
words.
Poets don't own no words. Don't own no poets' words. Own no words, poets don't. Words, poets don't own, no. Poets don't know own words. Don't know own words, poets. Know own words, poets don't. Own words, poets don't know. Words, poets don't know, own. Own words, don't know poets. Words, don't know poets own. Don't know poets own words. No poets own words don't. Poets own words, don't know. Words own poets don't know. Own poets don't know words. Poets don't know words own. Don't know words own poets. No words own. Poets don't.
And now to Enzo Minarelli, also working. But take this for the Despite not really using words, there's definitely some phrasing and rhythm going on here via the mouth and some sort of potential syntax. And in the next track, it's sort of reversed. Here we are dealing with music that almost has a syntactical sense of rhythm. And
thank you. President Reagan to build 20. Give it away. give it away.
Burn, not a burn, burn, get it, tip it.
Burn, 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 not a
give it away.
Burn, not a
give it away.
Get it, tip it,
get it, tip it,
get it, tip it,
get it, tip it.
Burn, not a
give it away.
Burn, not a
give it away.
Get it, tip it,
get it, tip it,
get it, tip it,
get it, tip it.
Burn, not a
give it away.
Burn, not a
give it away.
Burn, not a
burn, burn,
get it, tip it.
Burn, burn,
burn, not a
give it away.
Burn, not a
give it away.
Burn, not a
burn, burn,
get it, tip it.
Burn, burn,
burn, not a
give it away.
Burn, not a
give it away.
Get it, tip it,
get it, tip it,
get it, tip it,
get it, tip it.
Burn, not a
give it away.
Burn, not a
give it away.
Get it, tip it,
get it, tip it,
get it, tip it,
get it, tip it.
Burn, not a
give it away.
Burn, not a
give it away.
Get it, tip it,
get it, tip it,
get it, tip it.
Burn, not a
give it away.
Burn, not a
give it away.
Burn, not a
burn, burn,
get it, tip it,
burn, burn,
burn, not a
give it away.
Burn, not a
give it away.
Burn, not a
burn, burn,
get it, tip it,
burn, burn,
burn,
not a
give it away.
Burn, not a
give it away.
Burn, not a
burn, burn,
get it, tip it,
burn, burn,
burn,
not a give it away.
Burn, not a
give it away.
Burn, not a
burn, burn,
get it, tip it,
burn, burn,
burn,
not a
give it away.
Burn, not a
give it away.
So, going from one version of newer folk music, the next track, I'm not really sure if it's a real old piece of music that is based on some folk music, but oh, that's just my son gaming with some friends. But either way, the next track is by Sir Durand, and they are sort of, yeah, as I said before, I'm not totally sure how historical it is, but it is definitely dealing with a sense of history and sort of looking back in to how we humans have played music for each other. So, and the track after that is also dealing with folk music, but from Japan.
finally, we have a musical brain teaser, which shows how our knowledge of a piece of music can strongly influence how we hear it. The next pattern consists of a well-known tune. All the note names, C, D, E, and so on are correct, but the tones are distributed among three different octaves. Listen to the tune and try to guess its name. And don't forward onto the next track till you're ready for the answer. The next tune is identical to the one you just heard, except that now the tones are all in the same octave. You should recognize this tune without any problem.
So there seems to be a connection between history, language, and place. This track is Jeff Jarman, where the map is not the territory. And after this track we'll have another Jarman, but Derek Jarman. It's not him that made the track, but Alexander Tucker. But it's dealing with his friendship with Derek Jarman, wonderful filmmaker.
Staunch, goes, repeats, hovering, unmanned, has two birds, air, is solid, not locked out, and self is only the noise of mind. What good this inquiry, what to say beyond the pain. Loops.
Points.
Turns.
Loops. Residue.
Of.
Approach.
Remains.
With.
It.
Or.
With. Me.
Slack jawed.
Tongue. Stumbling.
Drunkenly. Bored. Zen.
In smiling slow motion, a chronology of reminiscence and reflection sits an extrinsical averment. I exist in the spaces between these words. The clamant ephemeral spark, anchored in calligraphy's exacerbated and sepia solidity, a projected devitalized shadow play of the quick, like the corporeity he captured, alchemically, in colloids and cellulose and magnetic pigment and substrate. The dream forms also existed in the spaces between. Excursions in the interstice where trilatitious filmmaking abjured and neglected, and experimental film depersonalized. The absence of plot gifts the beholder and a basis to contemplate alterity, a testament redreaming in the lacunae between the reprojected frames. Stroboscopic flickerbook of the psychophysics of vision. This crystallization of the evanescent, out of reach, half-remembered dream, and in its remembering, staunchness imagined it de novo. Thoughts abide in the projector's oscillation and flicker, in the blanking between video frames. the viewer's psyche montaging between the cloves and cracks, reanimating the lambent orbit. The historical films, thronged with anachronisms, exist in the metachronous spaces between historicity and neoteric, in a temporospatial luxation. Spaces in the scripts, winnowed and recalibrated, shattered fragments reassembled, exalting and eulogizing the flawed, a textual kintsugi. Consonant spaces manifest in the queer geotic, indwelling between concealment and exhibitionism. His screenings in an indecorous sub rosa queered cinema, where the film's chimerical imperative was to discompose the ubiquitous fucking. His pursuit concerned the space between the commonplace and the miraculous, as he strove to abolish the separation between his art and life. The films hewn the intermission between departure and reconciliation, at Compeer's reunification, the essence, collaboration. Each film saw Selim, an assembly of accomplices of the flock. Like waves on a shore, the crest, the break, the ebb, a confluence and farewell, in the space and intention, and left in the high water, a gullion. The films reside in other spaces, innominate spaces, the discontinuance between inspiration and exhalation, the recess between the lub and the dup, the silences in the pendulum sway between the tick and talk of the long case. The diminishing tintinnabulation between chimes in promise of the terminal knell. The gaps between the fence posts and telegraph poles when borders are destroyed, palisades rusted, and elucidation unasked. And in the cracks in the pavement, where seedlings force their way and eventually destroy the regnant desolation. A concluding causatum, a wool gathering on life and death and soul, and the nearing of a sempiternal tabula of unfathomed vicinage.
You know, I talked with Mother this morning. Mother talked with the judge. I couldn't be a eavesdropper, you know, on his guilty word. He said, I need $100. You know, I need $100 just to go my baby gone. You know, me and my little girl got up this morning. She said she wanted to freeze the deal. Told her ice about licking, baby. Feed my eyes myself, baby, I just need $100. I said, I need $100 just to go my baby bone. You know, I left your mother standing, baby, in a doorway crying. Come begging and pleading, don't mistreat your little girl of mine. I said, Mother, I need $100. All I need, and all I need $100, just go my baby bone. Thank you. a dollar. This lady come tell me about wanna talk for an hour, wanna go to Rickoff, if you know, gonna start the Rickoff. I told her all I need $100, and all I need, baby, if I had $100, I'm going to go my baby fine.
Fredags. F- for at købe et stykke chokolade der var stille og jeg brugte meget at bestemme mig for hvilket stykke jeg vil have. Det viste sig så at der var vagtskifte bag skranken. Det var en old-timer. Der skulle tage over for en nyansat. Den gamle virkede god ved den nye. Han spurgte ham, hvordan det var gået, om der var nogle ting han havde fundet problematiske og så videre. Jeg havde ikke været de store problemer, men han havde godt nok oplevet noget underligt. Og det havde gjort, at han var kommet i et dårligt humør. Jeg kunne ikke lade være med at tænke på, hvad det var, der egentlig skete. Han stammede lidt, da han skulle fortælle om det.
And so Minarelli once again with this wonderful title on track. What is not attractive any longer, nobody looks at, but it remains forever. Okay, buckle up.
See?